You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, this is the spoken edition of Wired.
Mythbuster Adam Savage has made a bag, and it's beautiful, by Michael Kalor. Adam Savage is clearly overjoyed about his new bag. I met up with the gear-obsessed designer, former Mythbusters host, and Tested.com editor-in-chief at his workshop in San Francisco to see his latest creation. He's designed his first carry-all utility bag and launched a new brand, Savage Industries, to market it. With the same childlike glee he exudes on camera, Savage flipped the thing around on the workbench, opening and closing it, zipping and unzipping, as he pointed out all the features. It's constructed almost entirely out of upcycled cloth from boat sails, so each bag has some unique quirks, and every specimen comes off the production line with a broken-in look. The handles are held together by magnets instead of snaps or Velcro, which, if you've fiddled with those types of closures on your own bag, is a welcome innovation. You just bring the handles near one another, and they jump together with a satisfying clunk. Also clever. The straps are stiff enough that the clasped handle stays propped upright like a little pup tent frame. Unzip and pry open the bag, and it holds its shape in that configuration, too, thanks to a pair of spring steel inserts that run around the lip and keep the mouth agape like the jaw of a whale shark. There's a pocket inside to hold your notebooks. Savage adores Tom Sachs' 10 Bullets notebooks, though he says his pocket is brand agnostic, and via a stick of horizontal loops, your pens and pencils. On the Kevlar-reinforced bottom, there are strips of Velcro. This detail hints at accessories to come, like some padded bays for camera equipment or a waterproof bucket-like insert for toting a 12-pack. Savage designed it so it could carry absolutely everything he needs for a day, from tools to books to lunch. He says he drew inspiration from two places. First is the old tool case he used when employed as a model builder at Industrial Light and Magic. It, too, had the clamshell top that flopped open for full access to the goods inside. He's tried to find something like it on the market, but he was disappointed enough in the options to just build his own version. The other inspiration is the purse given to Apollo astronauts on the missions to the moon, called the temporary stowage bag, or colloquially, the McDivitt purse. This tote was mostly forgotten until Neil Armstrong's widow discovered it while going through her recently deceased husband's belongings. Savage borrowed a few elements from the NASA design, the simple shape, the steel closure, and the near-total absence of pigment. None more white. Yes, the bag is white. It only comes in white, at least for now. It's striking, but it seems impractical for something that's bound to soak up dirt and grime and oil. Savage sells me on it. It will develop a patina, and patinas are cool. Also, you can't find tools at the bottom of a black bag, he says. He certainly didn't want to make something that fell in line with the current fashion trend of tactical and urban camo that seems to dominate bags and accessories. A white bag stands out as unique. It isn't hyper-masculine like the ubiquitous Cordura Messenger. Rather, it's almost feminine, or at least non-binary. Savage has been sewing since he was in middle school. He regularly makes his own costumes. But for this project, the heavy lifting and stitching was done by Mafia, a company also based in San Francisco that makes a whole line of gorgeous bags, primarily out of recycled sailcloth. Mafia has produced a few hundred Savage bags for this first run, and each one gets Mafia's standard lifetime warranty. The bags are available on Savage's website. Each costs $225. Once the first run sells out, they'll go on back order until Mafia can catch up. Each one will be hand-numbered for extra collector cred. So this is a new brand, this Savage Industries. There's more to come, Adam says. A smaller version of this bag, and a larger one, too. Though the big version will still be sized to meet FAA regulations for carry-ons. What else? He wouldn't say beyond these bags and the accessories that will Velcro into them. Whatever arrives next, I just hope it comes in white.